Welcome to the Sportscast, October 18th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast One, or you could go to our website, thesportscast.net, and download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. So last night, the Steelers had to edge out the Seahawks without a Russell Wilson, 23-20. Join us all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Great to be back. Another great week of NFL action. 1 o'clock games, not so great, but boy, there were some really exciting contests later on.
So let's go back into last night's game, Sunday Night Football, of course, Steelers. You know, going up against a Seahawks, just with Geno Smith, no Russell Wilson because he had a injury. What were your thoughts over last night's game? Why was it so close, Joe?
It's so close because the Steelers aren't that good and Geno Smith isn't that bad. I think everybody assumed that when Geno Smith was named the starting quarterback and Russell Wilson was out, that it was an automatic win for the Steelers. It would be easy. I know I certainly thought that. Whoops. I mean, Geno Smith played very well, except until at the end when he gave up that fumble There were times where the Seahawks just ran at will on the Steelers, and the Steelers are supposed to have a good defense. So that was embarrassing. But hey, credit the Steelers. They pulled it out when they didn't have their best game.
Something that, you know, the Steelers have been struggling a little bit this past season. They had a win last week and then they won again this week, two in a row. How did Big Ben look last night?
He looked okay. There's still problems. He had that one fumble. I mean, there's always going to be issues with him not being so accurate, and you know, he's not mobile at all. I mean, he has his limitations. He's 39. That's what you're going to get. But he's better than he was earlier in the year when the offensive line was absolutely horrible. At least it's better now. He has more time. He can make better decisions. He still makes good throws, but there's also bad throws.
Daryl Taylor from the Seahawks had a huge injury. He had to be stretched off last night. He was immobile, but according to this morning, he was able to move. So it's not as severe as people thought.
Yeah, that was really ugly. He was out for a long time and took him. I mean, it was very serious. And he was taken to a hospital. Thank goodness he seems to be all right. You know, we've seen with Ryan Shazier of the Steelers, he became paralyzed on the field, and you know, he's better now, but he was basically forced out of football. So you hate to see injuries like that. Glad he's better.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a few years back, and then he returned. Well, no, he did not return, right? After all,
he never returned. He never played again, but for a long time, he couldn't even walk. And so now he's able to walk and lead a somewhat normal life, right? You know, and that's great, but he'll never play football again.
Well, prayers to him. Hopefully he feels better. Mr. Taylor of the Seahawks, of course, you know, things happen in football. It's a gruesome sport. That's why it's a short season. It's not all year long. If it was, I don't think Tom Brady would be playing by now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's scary. Anybody can go at any time. That's the thing about football.
Well, we don't have music today, but we're going to go through it a little bit more upbeat in the voices, but Joe can help us out. Yesterday morning, 9:30 in the morning. I'm not sure if Joe got up. I was up. Didn't watch the game though. Jaguars had their first win of the season, beating Miami 23-20. It was a field goal by Matthew Wright of the Jaguars. The Miami Dolphins had a chance, but could not close the deal. The Jaguars did. First win in London and first win of the season. I think after what, like 16 games, Joe?
They were approaching. I don't know if they broke it or they tied the record for most losses, you know, ever in consecutively. So, you know, good. They broke that. good on them. But Dolphins, what's going on? Oh, my goodness.
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my goodness, the Dolphins just that's inexcusable. There is no excuse for, I don't care where the game is. There's no excuse for losing a game to Jacksonville. Jacksonville is that bad.
Tua Tagovailoa started after missing for 3 weeks. He finished 33 of 47 for 329 yards with two touchdown passes and one interception in his return from fractured ribs. I don't know. It feels like he's struggling to find receivers. He's like running around. He's scrambling. Tua's not, it feels like he's not feeling at home, even though Waddle's there.
Yeah, it was weird that he came back from injury, and as he comes back from injury, they have him attempt 47 passes. You know, how about easing him in a little bit? How about, you know, not putting the whole game on him? He's rusty. You have to expect that. Hopefully he gets better. Hopefully he could save the team, because I mean, I had the Dolphins picked as a playoff team before the season, and now they might be one of the worst records in the league.
They're not living up to Joe's prediction. Trevor Lawrence had 25 of 41 for 319 yards and a touchdown as he and Meyer finally earned their first NFL victories. The Chiefs, everyone thought the Chiefs are going downhill facing a overrated Washington football team. But Mahomes had a good first drive, beating them 31-13. I think the Chiefs are back.
It's hard to say because Washington is that bad, but the Chiefs did look better. Their defense did get better. And that's the main thing about the Chiefs right now that is just sinking their entire season. You know, the Chiefs offense is fine, but their defense is so bad. So their defense did get better. So that gives them hope. But who knows about Washington? Washington's another team that you thought would be good, especially this defense. And this defense, they've allowed at least 29 points in 5 games. That's how many they had the entire 2020 season.
Where's Chase Young?
Exactly. What's going on there?
I don't hear his name in SportsCenter.
He's basically done nothing.
Or on the sportscast.
This Washington defense is so overrated. Crazy.
Heineke has he been proven a bit to get that starting role? Or once Fitzpatrick comes back, it's his.
Heineke is not the answer. You know, it was cute when he played one or two games well. Well, now that he's getting an extended look, he's being exposed. They cannot wait for Fitzpatrick. The sooner Fitzpatrick comes back, the better, because that's the only hope Washington has, because Heineke ain't it.
It's really interesting when you have to rely on Fitzpatrick coming back.
Yeah.
Joe mentioned the Miami Dolphins might be the worst team. I think it's the New York Giants. They lost yesterday against the LA Rams 38-11. Stafford, wow, new man, 22 of 28 for 251 yards in 3+ quarters. Joe, the Rams are good. Do you think the Giants are the worst team?
They're the worst because they have basically everybody hurt. You know, it's hard to evaluate them. It's hard to evaluate Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones just keeps turning over the ball. You can't do that. He's had 45 turnovers in 33 NFL games. You just can't do that, buddy. Hold on to the ball. Be a little bit better there, but still, they have so many injuries. It's so hard to evaluate the Giants. But the Rams, I mean, you're talking one of the best teams in the league.
Kadarius Toney had a great performance last weekend. He was injured this weekend. He was out with an ankle. This kid has promise, doesn't he?
He does, but I mean, you feel for the Giants. My goodness, I've never seen a team with so many injuries. It's almost a wonder they can feel the team. It's crazy.
It's crazy. We hope according to Victor, they will turn things around and win the NFC East. I don't see it. The Colts, Carson Wentz, playing injured. He has to. Threw two long touchdown passes. Jonathan Taylor, great running back, ran for two more scores. and beat the Texans 31-3. The Colts are saying they're the best team in the AFC South, and Texans might be the worst.
Yeah, the Colts are looking better. Carson Wentz is looking better. It looks like he's feeling a little bit better from all those injuries. So that's great. They briefly got T.Y. Hilton back. Unfortunately, he got hurt again. So we'll see how bad he is. But Jonathan Taylor is one of the best running backs in the league. Give him the ball. My goodness. He got 14 carries. He should be getting it 20, 25, 30 times.
He's in your fantasy, isn't he?
Yes.
That's why. Okay. Well, good job for the Colts. Good win. Bengals, 34 Lions, 11. Burrow tied a career high with 3 touchdown passes, and he helped the Bengals match last year's victory total with 34-11 route against the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Dan Campbell saying, hey, Jared Goff, we need more of you.
It's a bad situation in Detroit. There's another team you might say is one of the worst in the league, up with the Giants in Jacksonville. Yeah, it's a mess there. You have a new coach. They're doing their best, but I don't know. Cincinnati, I know it was a weak opponent, but Cincinnati is looking really good so far this year. They might have arrived.
Burrow finished 19 of 29 for 271 yards, including a 24-yard touchdown. Past the rookie running back Chris Evans. Is he in your fantasy on the game's opening drive? Bengals rookie receiver Ja'Marr Chase had 4 receptions for 97 yards and sprinted up the field to make a block near the end zone that helped Mixon score. This Bengals team is looking good. Are they a threat to the AFC North? Are they the future, or is it still the Browns or the Ravens?
The Bengals are the future. The Ravens are the present. And I'm not sure what's going on with the Browns. Their time might be gone already.
We'll get there soon. Anthony Price from Facebook says Saquon Barkley is Carson Wentz in running backs.
Yeah, I mean, if the Colts have a good quarterback with Wentz who can improve, an awesome running back and a good wide receiver, you're going to have a very good offense. We'll see about the Colts and then the Giants. Just get healthy, guys.
Last week, we thought the Chargers might be one of the best teams in the AFC. Ravens shut them down 34-6. Lamar Jackson threw for 167 yards and a touchdown. The Ravens beat the Chargers 34-6. Wow, this is a blowout. Chargers were good. They were looking good these past couple of weeks, but Ravens put them in their place.
Statement win. Great win by the Ravens. Ravens got, you can't say they got lucky, but they had very close wins the past few games this season, but they just stomped the Chargers. Very impressive. Lamar Jackson is just on an amazing run. I mean, 35 wins in his 43rd career starts. That's a record. The Ravens, just, you can't say enough good things about them. They vaulted to one of the top teams in the AFC.
Rashad Bateman. Hey, last night, yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're just so good right now. And the Chargers, we thought were one of the best, but they have problems, especially their run defense.
Yeah. Chargers definitely need to work it up a bit. A little bit of a slight bump on the road, but I think they'll get it back together. The Vikings beat Sam Darnold and the Panthers 34-28. Kirk Cousins threw for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns against the league's top-ranked pass defense, including the 27-yard touchdown pass to K.J. Osborne, another Osborne, on the first possession of overtime to lift the Vikings to a wild 34-28 victory over the Panthers. Panthers had a good start, but then they lost the last 3 weeks, Joe.
It's all about Christian McCaffrey. They're 3-0 with him. They're 0-3 without him. That's the entire team right there. That's the whole thing right there. They desperately miss him. That offensive line is not good enough. Darnold is just not the same without McCaffrey, and they need him bad.
Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook ran for 140 yards and a score, and Adam Thielen had a number of big catches, finishing with 11 receptions for 126 yards and a touchdown. Darnold finished 17 of 41 for 207 yards with one touchdown. A lot more work to be done. Panthers are they're right on track, but as Joe says, McCaffrey is the core of the team, so hopefully he'll come back healthy. The Cardinals are 6-0, Joe. They beat the Browns 37-14. Kyler Murray in Cleveland. Kyle Murray threw for four touchdown passes as the Cardinals remained the NFL's only unbeaten team and continued their best start since 1974. Without Kingsbury on Sunday, he had COVID with, huge win 37-14. The Browns look promising, but the Cardinals showed they're the best team in the NFL, and they did it in Cleveland.
This was a domination by the Cardinals to go into Cleveland and to beat a supposedly very good team. The Browns are hurt. They missed Chubb. Hunt got hurt. Baker Mayfield was toughing it out. I'm sure he was hurt before this, and he got hurt during the game. So, you know, the Browns are dealing with a lot of injuries. But for Arizona to go into Cleveland and to dominate like that, that is extremely impressive.
I believe Baker Mayfield had a torn shoulder after the game.
Yeah, he's in bad shape. And he was hurt before that. So, you know, kudos to him for toughing it out, but still that has to limit him.
Ryan Krista from Facebook asks, Joe, have you ever eaten at Gordo's Tacos?
I'm not, but that sounds awesome. I love tacos.
And yeah, it sounds pretty like stuffy tacos. Yesterday, I think the primetime game of the day was the Cowboys at the Patriots. It was a back and forth, went to overtime. The Cowboys ended up winning 35-29. Dak Prescott had a huge touchdown pass to CeeDee Lamb, which those two have been connecting a lot lately. The Patriots had it close, Joe.
The Patriots did a good job, but wow, they're 0-4 at Gillette Stadium, which they haven't done for a long time.
It was 1998.
They were 109-3 with a halftime lead under Belichick, and now at home, and now they're 109-4. I don't know if this just speaks to the Patriots having a tough schedule or Dallas being that good. Dallas isn't in the conversation for one of the best in the league. Just they're firing on all cylinders right now. Diggs is a freak. He's running away with the defensive player of the year. Even though he scored a touchdown and then he gave up a touchdown right after that. But it's exciting. The Cowboys have one of the best offenses in the league, and they have a pretty good defense, and they are looking awesome right now.
Yeah, Cowboys are looking fantastic. 4-1. No, not 4-1. 5-1. I haven't seen that winning losing record in a while. Mac Jones from the Patriots finished 15-21 for 229 yards, two touchdowns, and that critical interception. And Damien Harris rushed for 18 times for 101 yards and a score. Okay, are the Patriots struggling because Mac Jones has learned the system, or it's just hey, they're playing against good teams like Dallas?
A little bit of both. Mac Jones is still learning. He does all right, but he's not there yet. And, you know, they lost to Tampa and Dallas, who are two of the best teams in the league. So you got a tough schedule. You got a quarterback still learning. He's doing all right, but he's still learning. So, you know, it's a growing pains plus tough circumstances. They should get better.
Do you think Mac Jones is a keeper? Can we see him for the next 10 to 15 seasons with the Patriots as starting quarterback?
Yeah.
I think so too.
He was a perfect situation. It's a perfect marriage of a player and a team. He was perfect for that team. So, you know, he's not going to be Brady. No one ever will be, but he'll still be good in that system.
Let's look at the standings. AFC East, Bills 4-1, Patriots 2-4, Jets 1-4, the Bills are 1-5. No, Dolphins are 1-5. Sorry about that, a little mistypo. Like I said last week or 2 weeks ago, Bills are going to win this division. The number two spot, believe it or not, will be the Patriots probably.
Right now, it looks like the Patriots are going to run away with the second spot in the division. Dolphins are a big disappointment, and the Jets are the Jets. So we'll see if the Patriots can win some games and get back in the playoff contention.
The North, Ravens, you know, after the win against the Chargers are first. Then the Cincinnati Bengals deservedly be number two. Browns and Steelers vying for that third spot.
Very tough division. Now that the Steelers have pulled the 500, basically you have four tough teams. You know, we'll see if the Steelers are good enough, but, you know, it's a very tough division.
Very tough, as usual. But now with the Bengals, the post Andy Dalton era, it's going to definitely be much more tighter. But the Ravens have a huge, huge wiggle room space. The next three games for the Steelers are the Browns, Bears, and Lions. I think they can win two out of the three there.
I think they can win three out of three, and only because the Browns are so beat up. I don't know how long Chubb is out, but we just learned that Kareem Hunt is going to be out for a while. Jeremiah Owusu-Koro, whatever his name is. I'm sorry, I got his name wrong, but they're dealing with a lot of injuries. We don't know what's going on with Baker Mayfield. You know, it's like when they play the Seahawks this week. You don't think of these things before the season. You think, oh, Seahawks is going to be tough, Russell Wilson, and then Russell Wilson doesn't play. So, you know, it's just luck of the schedule.
Did you see Le'Veon Bell play for the Ravens yesterday?
He did.
How do you look?
That's still a sore subject.
Okay, yeah. I mean, everyone was talking about it. Like, I was listening to the game on radio. I was like, oh, Le'Veon Bell's there. Le'Veon Bell's like, you should pick him for fantasy. Yeah.
No.
Hold on.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. The South, AFC South, Titans are first to play tonight against the Bills, then the Colts, Texans, and Jaguars. This Colts is 2-4, Joe, but I could see them getting in a winning record by the end of the season.
I tell you what, it's going to be a very tight race all year between the Titans and Colts. The Colts are getting better, they're getting healthier, and the Titans are not as good as we thought they'd be. So I think that's just going to be a really good race throughout the rest of the season.
Really, really disappointed with the Titans. That's so much potential. Julio Jones is just not working out with Tannehill, but Joe will probably say Tannehill's just not a throwing quarterback.
Tannehill's fine. It's just Julio Jones, boy, the hype around when he was traded to the Titans, my goodness, they thought that was like the greatest move. He's the greatest receiver. Julio Jones is what he is. He gets hurt all the time. He's old. You know, adjusting to a new team is tough. This has a potential to be a disaster, but still they have the pieces there. They still have a good team, but I don't know about the Titans.
I mean, yeah, they need to do some tighten up the screws a bit. AFC West, the Chargers are up first place, 4-2. The Raiders, who had a hard week, are 4-2. Broncos are 3-3, tied with the Chiefs. This is unbelievable. This is an interesting division, Joe. You know, as we didn't talk about this game, but like the Raiders, you know, who beat the Broncos, have talent. You know, now they have an interim coach, but this Raiders team can do something this season so far.
Such an interesting division. Yeah, I mean, we think the Chargers are the top, but I mean, all four teams can make a case to be good in this division. Yeah, the Raiders, we'll see what happens with all the turmoil that they've had. Who knows how they'll respond to this? I mean, you hate to say this, but losing Gruden might be the best thing for the Raiders. They might use this as a rallying point. And, you know, the Chiefs are in last place, and you know they're going to win some games. So I think this is going to be a very competitive division.
AFC West is in play. Definitely way, way, way different thinking than it was beginning prior to the start of the season. So we'll definitely keep an eye on the West. Who will stand out? There's still a lot more weeks. Now with 17 weeks in the NFL, there's still a lot of games to be played. The NFC East, Cowboys are declaring it already. Then Washington football team at second. Third is the Eagles and the Giants. Cowboys, they're running away with it.
They are looking so good right now. Yeah, I mean, if you put – they're definitely top five in the league. They're just maybe – maybe even better than that. It's just amazing. It saddens me because Cowboys are so annoying and their fans are so annoying, but still that's a great team right now.
But don't you think they're going to screw it up sometime?
Yes.
And towards the end, it feels like it.
It's going to be great.
Like, yeah, they might make the playoffs, but probably lose the team against
That's a legit problem is when you have a team that has been not great for so long and then all of a sudden they become really good. How do you handle that? How do you handle the success? I think that's a legitimate issue, how they're going to handle this. Let's say they win, they have like an awesome record during the regular season and they get all this hype. And there's already all kinds of hype around the Cowboys. How are they going to handle that? That's going to be interesting to see.
That's the thing, the pressure. This team is very young. Zeke, Tony Pollard, and the new receivers of defense are coming together. Everyone thought they were going to be bad. You know, they pretty much switched spots with Washington. So now Cowboys, which I picked them up for my fantasy team. So I'm feeling pretty good. NFC North, Aaron Rodgers says, I own you to the Bears fans. They're 5-1. Vikings, Bears are third, then Lions 0-6. But the Packers are being the Packers.
It's been changed on the Chicago Bears Wikipedia page that the owner is listed as Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
I check that out.
I mean, it's an amazing. He's 22-5 against the Bears. Clearly, the Packers are the best team in the division. We'll see what happens with the Vikings. I mean, they're 3-3. We'll see. You know, they're up and down. They've had some. They've been a little bit unlucky. So maybe they're better than their record. I think the Bears are just a mess. I'm surprised they're 3-3. Justin Fields is just not ready yet.
Last dance for the Packers, it feels like, but we'll see how things go. The South, of course, the Buccaneers are first. Then the Saints at 3-2. Panthers are 3-3. Falcons are 2-3. I don't see much movement there. I think it's going to be Buccaneers and then probably Saints number two.
Who knows what we're going to see from the Saints? They're so up and down. And Carolina, just I have a feeling they're going to go down a bit. And then Atlanta is just not good.
And, you know, with James Winston, he should be a flex or a QBT in your fantasy teams. But still, it's so unpredictable there.
He could throw 5 touchdowns or he could throw 5 interceptions in a game.
That's the thing. He could and playing against a high school football team and get, you know, 5 interceptions. So
that's right.
It could happen. Anyways, tonight, Monday Night Football, AFC Showdown. The Bills are going to Tennessee Titans. Joe, what is your prediction there?
Bills are, with what they did to the Chiefs, they've basically established that they're, if not the number one team in the league, real close. And like we talked about the Titans, their Titans are just very up and down. So I think the Bills are going to destroy them.
35-28.
I think I'll say 45-28, Bills.
Yeah, a little bit more cushion there. Bills can do a lot better. Look, expecting a lot from Josh Allen tonight. This Bills team is one of the best teams in the AFC. I say the top three.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't put the Chiefs in top three now.
You can't. No.
Right now, I cannot. Ravens, Bills.
The third Ravens in the AFC. Yeah, Ravens and Bills. And in the NFC, you still have the Rams, Cardinals, and Tampa. The
Rams. And Tampa, that's right. So NFC is a little bit more stacked a bit.
Yeah.
A bit. Well, anyways, Cash Tonight, Monday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Gordo's Tacos or the best taco place in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh does not have a great taco game. We need better taco options. I am Joey Bag of Donuts, V7F on Twitter. Basically, I'm going to talk about how tired I am because the game was over at like 12:31 in the morning.
It was so late.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all of Pittsburgh is very tired today.
Oh my God. Yeah, because Sunday night football ends around 11 typically.
Right. And there was, because of that injury and because it went to overtime, it just took forever.
How long was the injury gathering or that stall last for?
Gosh, it was, I think, about 15 minutes at least.
Oh, wow. That's too bad. Hopefully the guy is all right, which I heard he's okay. So Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net on our website or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram as well. We'll be watching the game tonight. Tomorrow, NBA begins. So we'll be live tweeting the opening night of the NBA. Looking forward to that. And, of course, Major League Baseball, the championship series are on its way. We'll find out a World Series matchup, I think, by the end of the week, I believe. But we'll see how that goes. But anyways, Joe, always a pleasure having you on Mondays. Last week was your bye week. You're back at it.
Always great to be on. Thanks for having me.